Chapter 1. If it's lonely at the top, you're not doing something right. My father's generation believed that leaders should never get too close to the people they lead. Keep a distance, was a phrase I often heard. Good leaders were supposed to be a little above and apart from those they led. As a result, when I began my leadership journey, I made sure to keep some distance between me and my people. I tried to be close enough to lead them, but far enough away to not be influenced by them. This balancing act immediately created a lot of inner conflict for me. Honestly, I liked being close to the people I led. Plus, I felt that one of my strengths was my ability to connect with people. Both of these factors caused me to fight the instruction I had received to keep a distance. And sure enough, within a few months of accepting my first leadership position, my wife Margaret and I began developing close friendships. We were enjoying our work and the people in the organization. Like many leaders early in their career, I knew that I would not stay in this first job forever. It was a good experience, but I was soon ready for bigger challenges. After 3 years, I resigned to accept a position in Lancaster, Ohio. I'll never forget the response of most people when they realized we were leaving. How could you do this after all we have done together? Many people took my departure personally. I could see they felt hurt. That really bothered me. Instantly, the words of older leaders rang in my ears. Don't get too close to your people. As I left that assignment to take my next leadership position, I promised myself to keep people from getting too close to me. This time, it's personal. In my second position, for the first time in my leadership journey, I could employ staff to help me. One young man showed great promise, so I hired him and began pouring my life into him. I soon discovered that training and developing people was both a strength and a joy. The staff member and I did everything together. One of the best ways to train others is to let them accompany you to observe what you do, give some training, and then let them make an attempt at doing it. That's what we did. It was my first experience in mentoring. I thought everything was going great. Then one day I found out that he had taken some sensitive information I had shared with him and violated my confidence by telling others about it. It not only hurt me as a leader, but it also hurt me personally. I felt betrayed. Needless to say, I let him go. And once again, the words of more experienced leaders rang in my ears. Don't get too close to your people. This time I had learned my lesson. I once again determined to keep space between me and everyone around me. I would hire staff to do their jobs, and I would do my job.